The economic crisis that's enveloped Europe in recent years hasn't swallowed all European nations. Poland, for instance, is one member of the European Union that's doing very well. The Polish economy enjoys the fastest growth rate in all of the EU. The former communist country is committed to joining the Eurozone in the future. For now, it doesn't use the euro as its currency. Still, there is more than that to Poland's robust economic performance, as Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw.
In the 20 years since the end of communism, Poland has not been in recession, not once. And projections say it could ride out the current crisis as well. So how?
Well, there are several answers. One is it's a miracle. And you don't interpret miracles. Miracles just happen.
Grzegorz Gozielak is an economist at the University of Warsaw. More seriously, he says there's too many things going right in Poland to pick just one reason for the strong economy. By European standards, Poland is a big country with a strong demand for domestic goods. That keeps the economy humming. And when domestic demand has faltered, exports to the rest of Europe pick up the slack. And yes, having a free-floating currency, the złoty, not the euro, has also helped keep exports competitive. Another factor is good banking regulations. Gozielak says Polish law prevents foreign banks from taking capital from Polish subsidiaries in order to cover their losses somewhere else. So while other countries are struggling with a lack of credit, Poland still has money to lend for homes and businesses. But Gozielak also gives the country's leaders credit for simply using the power of positive thinking.
The Polish government also played a very good propagandist role. They were saying propaganda. Well, what crisis? We don't have crisis. Poland is saved, which was very fortunate because economy is a psychological sphere. And if you are being told that you are going to have a crisis, you save money, you don't spend, and then you have a crisis.
The Polish economy also benefits from a young and tech-savvy workforce that, now that the rest of the world is in the doldrums, doesn't have to go abroad for jobs. They work for companies like Polcode, a web developer that does the dirty work of building databases for small websites in the U.S. and Canada. Wojciech Hizopski is vice president.
When I came to Polcode, there were 8 people 4 years ago. Now we hire 64.
He says his company has benefited from the global downturn.
We are doing well. The recession isn't very harmful for us, because we are cheaper for West Europe or USA clients, so they more likely decide to outsource their job to Poland.
But it's not all computers. The economic boom in Poland even reaches down to what people eat. Tucked among the communist-era apartment blocks in Warsaw, there's a small shop selling organic vegetables, high-quality meats, and artisan cheeses that come direct from small Polish farms. The owner is Ola Turkiewicz.
My mission is to make people aware. They can make informed choices when it comes to food. They don't have to buy, can I say that, crap? For me, and that mission is also to support local economy. Local meaning Polish economy.
It's the kind of boutique-y philosophy that wouldn't be out of place in gentrified Portland or San Francisco. But it's unique for gritty Warsaw. And Ola's store has quite a following.
I don't think this store would exist if we actually had more problems, economical problems. It is definitely the indication that Poland is doing not so bad.
No Pole will argue that the country is a finished product. But there is an idea here that Poland is a green island in Europe. Credit agencies are even considering improving Poland's debt rating, which stands in stark contrast to their neighbors in the West. But whether the Polish miracle can keep the rest of Europe's troubles at bay remains to be seen, especially if and when the country joins the Eurozone. For the world, this is Dave McGuire, Warsaw.